Hey guys, my name is Bradley Cooper, and you're listening to Entrepreneur in the Making. So, starting off, it's about 5 a.m., August 24th. I am currently headed back to Kansas City from Wichita, Kansas. I've been out there running some wiring in a Lowe's overnight. Now, like I said, I'm headed back to Kansas City. I've got somebody coming to look at the house today at about 2 or 2:30. I've also got a training seminar that I'm attending for our UltraSync system. I got that, I believe, 9 a.m. to 12. Pretty much going straight out of one day into the next. No sleep. This is kind of one of the things I was wanting to show people that, like, yes, it does take this, and anybody that tells you otherwise, that's them saying that they can't do it. That is literally what that is. That is them saying, oh, hey, this is that's too much for me, so, you know, don't do that. It's gonna be way too much for you. That's basically what they're fucking saying. Like, I've really been doing a lot of thinking lately, just thinking back, you could say, just on all the people in my life telling me what I can and can't do based off of what they've done or what they couldn't do or could do or what have you, when really I believe I can do whatever the fuck I want, you know, so long as I put some plan to action. You know, not anything's possible. That's within logical reasoning. So yeah, guys, easily put, set your own limitations, or don't have any limitations. Figure them out as you go. Just don't ever sell yourself short. And with that, we'll move on. You know, one of the biggest things I wanted to do with this podcast is help other people see that their goals or dreams, careers, whatever it may be, is not impossible. You know, I believe that, like I said in the bio, if you've read the bio, I'm a very simple guy. There's nothing special about me. Very relatable. And with that, I truly believe we can set a spark for some people to get them to see that it's not impossible. That, hey, look, this dude who is very similar to me in every aspect is doing it, and I'm hearing him do it. You know, it's, I guess I could have started a YouTube for this. That way you could visually see it. But this is what you get. So beggars don't be choosers. So what I'm going to kind of do is, over the next few minutes, I'm going to ask myself some questions, and I'm also going to answer those questions. I believe that having conversations with yourself, or I guess better or less. Asking yourself, you know, the kind of the same questions, you know, on a day-to-day basis, every other day basis, week-to-week basis, whatever works for you. I try to remind myself as often as I'm thinking about it, or as much as I can. And one of those things, I guess, or the first question is, why are you doing what you're doing? Plain and simple. By what you're doing, I mean, like, if you've already started your entrepreneurial journey, starting a business, brand, whatever, why did you do it? Why are you still doing it? And why won't you give up? And real quick, before I answer this question, if you have not started your entrepreneurial journey, then what I want you to ask yourself is, why not? Why haven't you started? When are you going to start? How are you going to start? So, to answer the question of why I started is pure and simple. It's legacy. I want my grandchildren's grandchildren's grandchildren to remember my name. I mean, hell, I fucking want them to be working for a company that I started. That's that's the kind of thing that I remind myself every day, is I'm building this for the future generations of Coopers, for my bloodline. And I don't think it gets much simpler than that. Now, there are many other reasons that go along with that, why I started, but I think that one right there should be most talked about, is legacy. So now my answer for why I'm still doing what I'm doing, I love what I'm doing. I truly love what I do. I mean, and I guess I don't just do one thing, because I still work for somebody full time, and I love what I do there. I work for myself doing the same shit that I do for them. So naturally, I love that. Nothing changed. I just take and put more money in my pocket, you know, cutting out a boss or a company owner, you know, because I am the owner of my company, so I can pay me what I want to pay me. And I love that. And I've got Kick Push Mafia, my clothing line, and that has to do with skateboarding, and I love that. So it's easy to keep doing what you're doing whenever it's something that you're truly interested in or love doing. And my God, I fucking love what I do. Like, I love it. I'm obsessed with it, if you can't tell. So if you're unhappy where you're at with what you're doing, I'm not gonna tell you to quit tomorrow, but I am gonna say start seeking new opportunities tomorrow. And then whenever new opportunities arise and you can lock them in, then you can put in your 2 weeks and you can move on with your life. But don't sit there and accept it and then think that you have the right to bitch about it, because nobody's listening. I'm not listening. Might act like I'm listening, but I'm not really listening. All right, so last question, and then I'm probably gonna cut this off here. What are you gonna do whenever you have accomplished your main goal, the goal that you originally set out to see through? Okay, that was a trick question, because really, there is no end game in this. I mean, so long as that your doors are open for business, it is your obligation, I feel, as a business owner, to build that motherfucker up. Oh, and before I forget, I didn't answer the third part to that first question, the why don't I quit part. That answer is also a simple one, and that is because I believe there are two kinds of people in this world: doers and dyers. And I can tell all of you this, I am most certainly not a dyer. So that leaves one other option, and that's doing. And that is all I will ever do until I am dead. So that is why I don't quit, is because once I've started something, I am going to see it through, or death be upon me first. I mean, whichever one comes first, you know what I'm saying? But because I'm such a doer, I refuse to fucking die. Like, I am going to do whatever I set out to do. That is that. And if I can spread that energy, that mentality, like if you can just hear this and all of a sudden you're like that too, my job's done. I've done my job. So there's some questions and some answers. If you guys want to ask yourselves these on a day-to-day basis or whatever basis, do it. I truly believe it'll help. I think it helps me. Actually, I know it helps me. I'm seeing progress every day. I get better every day. And at the same time, I'm trying to be more humble every day. Being more conscious of what I do, the things I say, my actions, reactions, all of that stuff. It all matters. But with that, I am going to end it. I'm still on my drive. I'm gonna kind of focus and get home and get some more work done. And yeah, until next time, guys, thank you for listening. This has been Bradley Cooper, and you've been listening to Entrepreneur in the Making. Thanks.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.